We're on Daf Chav Dalet Omed Aleph. The Gemara was seeking to find a Makor at the Sher Hanisko and Chometz is also Bahano, according to the Tane, that does not darshan like Yoichal, doesn't darshan like Ravabo, doesn't darshan like Chizkiye. Oisei comes to tell me that Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor is also. He's an Oved Eitzes. How do you know that Chometz and Sher Niska lost the Bano? So finally the Gemara came to a drasha. It says in the Pasuk, Vabosa Shiga Bachol Tome Lo Yei Ochel Ba'ish Yisoyf. So the Pashtis, the Pasuk is telling us that Bosa Kodesh, you're not allowed to eat, Ba'ish Yisoyf. Now the Gemara says that Bosa Kochim is also Bachila, I don't need this Pasuk. It's another Pasuk, Leisucho Lechol Bisharecha Maisa Degoncho, V'chayres Bekolcho. In this pasuk, it tells us, Bisharecha means achila betume. In this pasuk, it tells us, just like you're not allowed to eat maisa sheni betume, you're not allowed to eat kochim betume. So memele, so why do I need the lo yei ochel? So the lo yei ochel that is written by this pasuk is emeine inyin legufoit, neilinyin lechol isurim shebetoire. It's like, we transplant this lo yei ochel to Sher Haniskol and Chometz, and it's coming to be marbe that Sher Haniskol and Chometz is also Bahano. That's what we were up to yesterday. Now we're up to next to the last line in the Gemara, and that's Kavdalu Damadalu. Omalei Ravina la Rav Ashi, ve'ema lave olov bishnei lave. That is true, that I know already that if one eats basa kaidish petume, basa kaidish and nitma, he's over a lav of lo yeyachil. I can learn that out from leisucha lechol bisharecha, but maybe the pasuk is coming to tell us that he'll get two times malchus. Ve'ema lave olav bishnei lave. Lav mi omar abaye ochol putise loika arba. The person ate a putise, which is a sheret hamayim, so he gets four times malchus. Nemola like a chomesh, tzire like a sheish, he eats a wasp, he gets six malchus. So memela, so maybe the purpose of Abbas Ashiga Bechol Tomei Lo Yeyochel is to tell us another lap, to get a second time malchus. Omalei kol heichadika lemedrish darshinin bo emakminim belavi yisere. That if I have the alternative, either to use this for a different yisr, or to use it for lavi yisairi, I don't use it for lavi yisairi, and I say that it's going for Sher Haniskol and Chometz Bepesach, to tell us that they're also Bano. Let us see Rashi. Ochel potiso sheretz hamayim. Loike arba, what are the four lavim? Chad lav b'sheretz hamayim b'teres koyinim, du seifa v'yikra. V'chad b'mishne teire. V'shnei lavim k'suvim b'teres koyinim b'shkotzim stam. It doesn't specify what kind of a sheretz it is. Loisat, loisishaksos nav sheiseichem b'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz. Loisitamu behem. V'hocha leksiv al ha'oretz, u'mashme bein sheretz ha'mayim, bein sheretz ha'oretz, aray arba. The two that specify that they're shrotei ha'mayim, and the two that some say there's an isotit shrotei. Nemolo shu sheretz ha'oretz, loike chomish. Hanitrei is stam shrotzim. We have already two lavim of stam shrotzim. V'chad, and a third one, v'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz al ha'oretz, sheketzu lo yei ochil. V'chad l'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz al ha'oretz lo yisoichlum ki sheketzayim. V'chad lo yisetam es nam shiseichem v'chol ha'sheretz ha'roimeis al ha'oretz. So we have here five lavim. Tzira sheretz ha'oi hu sheretz ha'oi fi. This is sheretz ha'oi. V'gam sheretzes al ha'oretz. So it has v'yesh bo'eila chomish lavin. So we have the previous five lavin of an amole, plus that this is a sheretz ha'oif. U'maisif ole lav the sheretz ha'oif v'mishne teire, v'chol sheretz ha'oif tomei u'lochem loy yeyachlo.
So Rashi says now, Sheret Loshen Richush B'Nianua. The Taitz, the translation of Sheretz, is something that creeps, that moves. Ve'enoi nire. Ve'enoi nire. Exactly what Rashi means, ve'enoi nire, is unclear. Taisus says, ve'enoi nire al yedei shirutzoi mipnei ktonoi. That it's so minute that you can't recognize it unless from its moving, from that what it's moving, then you recognize the creature. Ve'enoi nire. We'll see later, the Maral says, Pshat, that you cannot, the hiluch of the animal is not nire. You see it's moving without seeing the hiluch. We'll explain this a little better in Taisvis. So that is the Taich of Sheret. Therefore, Ve'ein behema v'chaya ha'gvoyim in ha'oretz b'chlal Sheret. But if you have a tall behema, that's not a Sheret. Hilkach. So therefore, with this Yesod, Rashi wants to fahem for Akashe. Rashi found another love. Lois the shaksu esnam sheiseichem v'behema u'ba'oit. The Goymar, Rashi didn't really speak out the kasha. Uvochel asher tilma iso adoma. Tilma iso adoma. So Rashi is dechsiv bektoishim tiyu. So lochay rayev alav, vochel asher tilma iso adoma. Einei min minyan. The lav b'shrotzim ksiv. This is not mentioned by shrotzim. He says, Rashi hold that tilma is also is not applicable to shrotzim. So that speaks about large. Remise means does not necessarily mean creeping. So even though before we had that was one of the lavim. So the Taisus Harajba says if you put sheret to roimes, so then it's a sheret. But Stamazai, from the word remisa alone, remisa does not necessarily mean that this is a sheretz. So therefore, we can't use this lav, because this lav is speaking about large animals. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot asks on Rashi, but with the process of elimination, it should be speaking about a sheretz. What is it speaking about? What is this being malbe? That's the Ramban's kasha on Rashi. The Ramban says because of this ateretz that this is speaking about, it's a lav shebeklolis, therefore there's no malchus on it. But al kaponim, Rashi fa'em for this kasha that in order that there should be a lav on shrotzim, there's to say sheretz. Remise is not an indication of a sheretz. Tzira loike sheish, the Taisvitz, perish akuntris, the hodach si bekdoishim al tishaksus nafshay seichem, the behema u ba'oif u b'chil asher tilma isa adomo, lechoshiv lei, the begdoile mairi, The like sieve sheretz. It doesn't say sheretz. The loshin sheretz davo shehunod ba'oretz ve'enei nira ala yedei shirutzoi mipnei ktonei. It is only discernible so that when it moves, that it creeps. Because the beperik talad mises tarshinin v'chol chaya orei mesetz zeh hanochosh. Mashme the remisa v'nami bedovo horeiches k'may nocha shahoylech al gechoynei. Now, looking at the Taisvis kashe, Pasha Taisvis means to ask. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that they were speaking about Odom Arishin, Uredu b'dgas hayom, bo'if ha-shamayim, v'cholchaya reimeses. So the Gemara said this is speaking about a nochosh. Mashme. So why did the Gemara say it's a nochosh? The remisa havinami bedovo horoiches k'may nochosh oilech al gechoyne. Why did they pick on a nochosh? Because the pasuk says roimes. Roimes means it creeps. So by stois, so that the sirmes is something that creeps. So memele, so we're back to the kasha. Rashi holds remisa does not mean creeping. So that's when you look at the Gemara in the eyes of Tosfos in Masechtas Psachim. If you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, lechayre the kasha of Tosfos is a pella. And Rashi himself in Sanhedrin says pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, it's mafurish like that in the Gemara. The Gemara is a pilpul over there. If Adam Arishin was permitted to eat balechayim, so the Gemara starts uredu b'dgas hayom. Now, what is he going to do with the dgas hayom? Uredu b'dgas hayom. He's roide b'dogim. What does he do with them? So the Gemara says l'malache. What malache can you do b'dgas hayom? So the Gemara says, yeah. Someone clever shaila. If you'll have an agola and you'll have a goat pulling and an official be pulling it, if it's a shaila of kloyim, by stois you can harness a fish and all, it could schlep an agola. So the du bit gas hayom is le meloche. A boy fa shamayim, what meloche? The Gemara also finds a meloche. The chol chayari messes, what meloche do you do with a chay? So the Gemara says, there hanochosh, and the Gemara brings a baraisa. The baraisa says that chevolonu, chavalonu, that we lost, that we had such a wonderful shamish, the nochosh, that it was meiridik, it could go by mikzei oret, at kzei oret, and we lost this gewaldike shamish that the world had. So the Gemara says, klo, that this nochosh is the nochosh before the klola. So he was walking. He was not creeping. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, so that's a redgub, a redub, b'chol chaya, remes, it's a nochosh. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara over there. So be'emerson, it's a pella on Tosfos. What the Tosfos ask on Rashi. So Rabbi Chonon wants to say pshat that, Urdu b'dgas hayom b'oif ha-shamayim b'chol chayi remeses. This was a bracha from the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Urdu b'chol chayi remeses, and it's going on a nochosh. So vayistachos, the memshole is continuous after the klola. So vayistachos, it applies to a nochosh that creeps also. That's how Rabbi Chana wants to say pshat in Tosfos Kashya. The Maral Gur Aryeh explains Shitas Rashi as follows. He says that the taich of a sheretz is Rashi in Chumash also says the Shtik Teire. He says the taich of a sheretz is something that one, that the hiluch is not kentik. You can't recognize, you don't see it walking. That means because it's you only see it moving. That's a tight sheret. Sheret is, you don't see it walk. There's inyan of hiluch al raglayim. That is the gather of an animal. An animal is a hoiler. A sheret is something that the hiluch is not nikur, because the feet are so small and tiny, you can't see it, you can't see the hiluch, you just see it moving. That's the taich of a sheret. In Remisa he says, this is a big problem over here, Rashi in Chumash, Rashi for taich is, what is the taich? Remes. So Rashi says the same shtik teire. That the taich of remes is that something that's always creeping. Lucheres hashtikol stira to a Rashi over here. The Rashi holds tirmois is that Rashi holds tirmois. It does not include shrotzim. So the Maral and Gurali explains as follows. He says remes is the taich something that's moving, a mover. So he says like this. A chaya is also past a lotion of roimes, because a chaya can it stain af an old, totnish can zitz flesh. So it's a roimes, but it's not a remes. That means the ashem ha'etzam of remes is something that you never see hiluch whatsoever. Because you can't see the feet.
The hiluch is ein nika. So there the shema etzem is called a remes. Remes is equivalent to a sheretz. You only see the creeping, the moving, you don't see the hiluch. Chaisai, by silma is called chaisai, it's also called a loshen nov and nod, a loshen of moving. B'shad is because they can't stand in one place. They're always moving. They don't stand still. They're always moving. That's why past the loshen of remes. But the shame remes comes lafuki something that is not a hoylech. That is a sheretz and a remes. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'habosor asher yiga bechol tomei lo yei ochel de reisha lomoli. Now the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha of Vatiritz Arida Leinish. Oh, we're back to Taisus. Sorry. So Taisus asked the Kasha, the Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Taisus holds that the Loshen Remise passed by a Sheretz also. So therefore this Pasik, V'chil Asher Tilma Yisadoma, even though it doesn't say the Shem Sheretz, is applicable to a sheretz. This pasuk is speaking about the shmeine shrotzim. The amrinim b'mila b'perkotchim is bech b'mavdolim mimcha diberakosud. The chsiv b'seifet dekra shivdalti lochem letami v'haynei chesh shrotzim shem tmeim. It is not, it's like speaking about shrotzim, but not these shrotzim that we're speaking about over here. Namola, atzire, Potise, when it's speaking about the Shmeine Shrotim, so therefore you can't be loika on because of this law, because this law is meyuche to the Mevdolim Mimcha. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'habosor asher yiga bechol tomei lo yei ochel de reishe lomoli. Reishe dekro lomoli. Why do you need the word v'habosor? Now before we see Rashi, which is difficult, let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. Mechdei ksiv, v'im he'ochel ye'ochel mibsar zevach hashlomim. The previous posik, we're speaking about already mibsar zevach hashlomim. So speaking about bosor of zivchei shlomim. Now it says later, v'ha bosor ashe yiga b'chol tomei. So why does he have to mention again v'habosor? We're speaking about mibsar zevach hashlomim. So why does it say v'habosor? Since we're speaking about bosor, so the Gemara says l'rabo is eitzim levoina. So the word v'habosor is coming to be marbe that in Kabbalah's tume. Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, Baruch Hashem, easy. She'im nitmu yisrefu. That it's telling us the Chiddush that even though Eitzim v'Levoine are not Oichlem, are not Kalim, Afalpikein Chibes HaKodesh Machsherosan LeKabel Tume, that they're MeKabel Tume. So we had an extra word V'Habosor, and the V'Habosor is coming to be Marbe Eitzim v'Levoine. That's, so the Dekasha is no Shaiches with the Gemara before, it's Samaz Eitzan Iber Kevot, and the Teres is Marbe Eitzim v'Levoine. V'habosor lo moli. Zot Rashi hashte de omar kro lav legufeyo. So Rashi is mekasha, the kasha to the Gemara before. Since we said that the pasuk we don't need legufey, el ole im ein ayinyan, the lo yei ochel, is not going on bosor kodesh. The lo yei ochel is going on sheranisko. So l'chayre the posik would theoretically read v'habosor asher yiga bechol tomei ibeish yisorek. That's the posik. The lo yeyochel is going someplace else, and the lo yeyochel we learn out from the hekish the ma'aser shein. So Rashi says hashta demrinin kro lav legufei oso elu limeine inyin. It's coming limeine inyin tinach v'asher yiga bechol tomei lo yeyochel. So it's sufficient to say Asheyiga bechol tomei lo yeyochel. V'habosor lo moli. Why does it say v'habosor? So Rashi is very difficult to understand. Man of Shech, if this is a kasha, so what's the difference of the lo yeyochel is going on Sheran Iskol, the lo yeyochel is going on whatever it's going on. If this is a kasha, it should say Sheyiga b'chol tomei. Let it say Sheyiga b'chol tomei. This kasha is a kasha. Why now that the lo yeyoch is going on Sher Anisko, so now the habosor is all of a sudden, the habosor all of a sudden is shver. We have to understand Rashi, how Rashi connects the kasha with the previous gemara. About kaponim, somehow now the habosor is ibrig. Umishani, le rabois eitzim ulevoine le kabo tume. So the gemara answers, Mishani le rabbis eitzim ulevoina le kabel tume. It's coming to be marba eitzim ulevoina le kabel tume for apple gav to lap uchlu. Even though it is not an oichel. I had once thought to say Pshat and Rashi, if this is Emes the Pshat and Rashi, I won't give a guarantee, but Piderech Efsher, I once thought Pshat and Rashi is as follows. There's a Meirdike Briskerov, so we can't have Pshat and Rashi, the Elam and all the Briskerov al Kaponim. The Briskerov says that we have two limudim to learn out that Boso, Kodesh, and Nitmo, one is not permitted to eat. One limud we have from the Pasik, let's forget about the Gemara says the main Indian, but one limud we have from the Pasik, that's one Pasik, that you're not allowed to eat Bosa, Kodesh, and Nitmo. There's another limud that the Gemara learns out from Maisa Sheini, just like Maisa Sheini, and Nitmo, you're not allowed to eat, so we're not allowed to eat Bosa, Kodesh, and Nitmo. So the Briskerov says that there's a meridike difference from where the Makar is. He says, if you learn out from Maiser Shaini Shenitmo, so then the halacha will be that Basar Kodesh before Zrike, even though it's not Roy Lachila, but it's Basar Kodesh, you'll also be Oibed Alav. If you learn out from the Pasik, Va'abosar Asher Yiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yeyochel, so he says, then the halacha was set in Hilchis Kobonis. The halacha was set in Hilchis Kobonis. So then, only when it becomes mutter la'achila al yedei zrike, then you're over the law. Not going into the oimek advarim, but that is what the Briskerov says. If you learn out from myself, so then the yisod ha'iser is kodesh and nitmo. If you learn out from this pasuk, "Vabosa sheyiga b'chol tomei," then it's a din in kolben shenitmo, and then the halacha will be dafke after zrike. There's a whole sugi in Zvachim that speaks about this in Yichayv after zrike, before zrike. So I thought perhaps that this is pshat in Rashi. The Gemara says in Babekame that from Malavon Beis, Tosfos brought it down before Tudav and Tzrik. That it says lo yeochel es besorei b'asher anisko says lo yeochel es besorei. So the Gemara darshens da ovdei ke'ein boso. That means it's speaking about that he shechted it. Boso means it's edible. Da ovdei ke'ein boso. Boso means that it's edible. So if it would say v'haboso, if we would learn out the iser tume from this pasuk, va'bosor asheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel. So memela, I need the va'bosor. The va'bosor is telling me that when it became bosor, that means after zrike, when it became roi lachile, then there's a haloch asheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel. But since we don't learn out from this pasuk, we learn out from Meiser. Zutach the Briskerov, if you learn out from Meiser, so yechayiv anachiles bosor kodesh shanit mafilo before zrike. So that's Pshat and Rashi. So Rashi is saying that now, could be this is Pshat and Rashi. Hashta demrinin krolav legufe yose. This pasuk is not coming to tell us that a bosor kodesh shenitmo you're not allowed to eat.
Alali main an Indian. The whole thing is he main an Indian. But the Yisod Ha'isach is, we learn that from Ma'isa Shaini, is Tinach Vashe Yiga Bechol Tomei Le'yayachol Va'abosa Lomali. Why does it say Va'abosa? Like this would be good Va'abosa, the of the came Bosa, that it's Mutta Ba'achila. But now, that since we don't learn out from this Pasuk, we learn out from Ma'isa Shaini. So Va'abosa Lomali. Mishani L'Rabis Eitzim Alavoyna L'Kabo Tumei. So the Bosa is Meyuta, and it's coming to be Malba, Eitzim Alavoyna L'Kabo Tumei, V'afal Gav D'Lav Uchli, even though it's not a Neuchel. Zog the Gemara weiter. Fragt the Gemara, V'ab Bosa, Kol Toir Yoichel Bosa De Seif Alomali. That's the Seif of this Pasuk. And this Bahaboso, the Lechair is very not understandable. Bosso Shig Bachol Tomei Lo Yeyochol Beishi Soyet. Bahaboso, Kol Toil Yeyochol Boso. So what is this Bahaboso, Kol Toil Yeyochol Boso, the Seif Olomali? So the Gemara says, L'Rabbeis Emure. So here is a Chiddush, that even though the Emurim are not Roi L'Achile, there's also a Chiyuv. There's also a chiyuv, if it's nitmo, there's a chiyuv, there's a lav to eat them. Frag the Gemara, imurim mehosom nafke. There's another posik that tells us that by imurim there's a chiyuv, to eat betume, even though they're not roi lachila. The sanye vanefesh, this is the next posik, vanefesh ashatoichel bosor mizevach hashlomim, ashel Hashem. So ashel Hashem comes to tell us, Shateichem Bosa Mizavach HaShlomi means he ate the Bosa. Asher Lashem he ate the Emurim. Le Rabbi says the Emurim, so I know that there's a Chiyuv to eat Emurim Betumim. So why do we need this Bosa Kvaha Bosa to be Marbe Emurim? And for the Gemara, Hosom Tumas Aguf Bekores, Oche Tumas Bosa Belav. That these two psukim are speaking about two different inyonim. The first pasuk is speaking about Vabosa Shiyiga Bachol Tomei Lo Yeyochel, and then it says Vayta Vahabosa Kol Toil Yeyochel Bosa is speaking about that the Bosa became Tomei. A Toir ate Tomei Dike Kochim, and that is a lot. There's no chorus on that. And that the Vahabosa is coming to be Marbe, that the Emurim are also, that the Isser of Tumei applies by the Emurim also. The second pasuk, "Vanevesh shatoichel bosom izevach hashlomim shal Hashem v'tumasei olov." So that pasuk is speaking about that the bosom is toy and he is tomei. So that is a chiyuv koris al achilosai. So here we have a bezundere ribui that is a chiyuv koris on emurim shenitmu. But the two different isurim, two different siurim. So therefore, you need in both cases ribuyim on the emurim. Zogt Rashi, Vaboso kol toir yoichol lomali, Vaboso yeseire mi boilei, the ilu kol toir, Vaboso, it's a ibrike boso, the ilu kol toir yoichol boso, dorish lei bimenoches, kol toir yoichol boso, vanefesh ashatoichol boso, that's the next posik, mizevach ashlamim vetumosei olov, so the gemara darshan, haniter letohoirim, chayovim olov mishim tumim, when are you chayiv mishum tume? If you eat betume sagu, if a toyer can eat the meat already, yotza boso shenitmo lefnei zrikas adam, boso that was nitmo lefnei zrikas adam, so then you are not chayiv. That's speaking about that a person who was tome ate boso kodesh. So that's good. Kol toyer yechol boso. That's the beginning of the next posik. But v'haboso ziberik. Loshen Acher. Now Rashi says that the kasha is not from the word Vahaboso. No, Bein Bereish, Bein Beseif, Abov Yeseirem Iboilei. The kasha is on the book. Le Rabo is Esei Murim, Shinitmu. If the Murim became Tomei, Ve'ochlon Toir, Sheyaver Lei Mishim Beis Lav. Lav the Zoritz. Number one, he's over, he's a Zor. Shaf koyin zor etzlom. A koyin also does not have a heter achile to eat emurim which are the gavoya. The lav de tumas boso. It's also going on the boso shnitba. The lel koy, vachikoma.
Lo yei ochel, you're not allowed to eat boso koide shenitmo, ba boso nami shenitmo, and the emurim shenitmo is also lo yei ochel. So the Gemara says, I learned this from the next posuk, Hashem Hashem ko yeseiru, da'avol el michtav mizevach ha'shlomim t'mos olom, ursiv Hashem Hashem l'rabo yisav boso ha'korv l'Hashem, shim ochloi betume ono ishkoritz, b'shani hosom betume staguf ha'iri. That pasuk is speaking about that he is tamei. The high v'tumasei olam v'kmina loy bezvachem peg beshami v'tumas agupa kosa medaber. Ahoche rebino, and here we have a ribi lazores tumas basok shenit muheim v'utoyer. The previous pasuk is speaking about when the imurim became tamei nistoyer sheimuzer aleim v'chaleke kores elolav. The imit mikores bezvachim beperik beishamim. Zoktais, le rabbois eso imurim, the salke daita chamine en chayovim aleyem mishem tume. I would think, why do you need a ribuy an imurim? Hoyu veinitorim. Because they're not mutter lachila. Vedarshinim bemenoches beperik akoymetzes aminche. Aniter le tahoirim chayov malayim mishem tumah loch itach lerebino that emurim which never become muta, so there's an iser tumim, there's an iser to eat them betume even though they never become muta. Miu kashe, if the purpose of the ribui is to tell us that even though it's not muta le tahoirim, Na muta bachila de still an iser tume, de memila ve perik chatas oif dorish osam, me asher yikrav, vachol akotshim akosim medaba vi alav osam, emurim vachol shayin loy matir. From there we learn how to posik that all the dvorim hamatirim es akolbim, even though they're not niter, for example, the koimet, the kaimitz of a minche never becomes mutter. It's a matir. V'chol she'ein loy matirim. So we learn out that there's an iser to eat them betumim. So if the whole chiddush is, if the whole chiddush of our pasuk is to tell us, even though it is not mutter, there's still an iser betumim, even though the emurim never become mutter, there's still an iser. So I know this from this pasuk Masha Yikrav. So why do you need now a new pasuk Bahabosa? Abayinu Shimshin Teretz Yitzach L'Ribuyi Desal Kedai Tachmin Layove Yisra Tume V'yochal Al Yisra Chaylik. So the Abayinu Shimshin is Chaylik on the way Tais is learned till now. That what She'ein Loi Matirim, that there's an Yisra Tume, that I know from Masha Yikrav. I don't need this pasuk over here. The Yalav Hosam Emurim, Bistome means Emurim that are not an Isra Chaylev, Kloyes and Yisera Sakovet, but not a Chaylev. And here the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Isra Tume is Chal on the Isra Tume is Chal on the Isra Chaylev. And I don't say an Isra Chal al Isra. Zot the Gemara Vaita, Anu Sugyina. Omar Rav Abou, Omar Rav Yochanan, Kol Yisurim Shebetoyre in Loiken Aleihem El Derech Achilosa. That all Yisurei Achile, you only get Malkes if you eat it Derech Achilosa. Lemutei Mai. Omar Rav Shimi Barashi, Lemutei Shim Ochal Chelev Chai Shepoto. A person will eat a raw piece of Chelev, it's Potter. Because that's not how chaylev is eaten. Chaylev is usually fried. It's not eaten raw. So if he ate it, shaloi kederech achile, he's potter. That's not called achile. That's one wash. Ike da amri, omar avabom rabbi yechene, kol isurim shebetoyren loikon aleyem, elo derech hanosa. Isurei hano, you only get malkes if you derive benefit derech hanos. Lumute mai. Omar Rav Shimi Barashi lumute shimhiniya chaylev shersher haniskel gabi mekosei shu potter. If he took chaylev shersher haniskel
and he didn't have Vaseline, and he put that al gabi makosai shehu pota chaylev shel sher anisko chaylev is muta banos. You want to make a chaylev that's also banos, that's a chaylev shel sher anisko. They put it al gabi makosai shehu pota. V'chol shkein oichol chaylev chay shehu pota. Avad gevis, if he eats chaylev chay, he'll zicha be pota. Now let us see Rashi to figure out what the second loshen was meisif on the first loshen. Zogt Rashi, elo derech achiloson, elim kein ochlon derech achiloson. Ike da amri, hoder avabo ano itme. He was speaking about not Isurei achilo, he was speaking about Isurei ano. Vahanach da siri bano, speaking about the Isurei ano. Chele, ein derech hanosoi elo behavore. The derech hanos, you use it for fuel, you use it to polish oireis. The loyler refuah. The chosh kein oichol chaylev chay. Abadigim is oichol chaylev chay. So the Rishash explains here the sugyem, what the chosh kein is. He says there's a meridik achilik between the first loshen and the second loshen, and we'll see later in the Gemara Hamaduyik it is what he says. He says as follows. Chaylev shel sher anisko, it's meirdik. It's even better than Vaseline. It's doing, I'm getting 100% hanor from the chaylev. Why is this called sheloi kederech hanor? Because you're taking an expensive chaylev, which is oimit for a match choshev etashmish, and I'm using it for a less choshev etashmish. So even though the hanor I'm deriving and receiving is 100% hanor, that's also called sheloi kederech hanor, because I'm not using it for the hanor it is aimed for. It is, you do much more chashiva things with chaylev shel chaylev. You don't use it samazoi, but that you can use Vaseline. The chaylev you use for something more chashiv, l'mshayich oireis, or to use it to be mavir by to behavore. So this is the Gevaldik Echidush, even though I'm deriving 100% Hanor, but since this is not the Hanor it is Oymet for, it's Oymet for a more Choshev Hanor, that's also called Shaloi Kederech Hanor. Oichel, Chelev Chai, so there I'm not deriving Hanor Achila from it. The Hanor I'm deriving is Hanor Pchuse. I'm not, it's not called I'm eating it. The hanor of chaylev is when you fry it, not when you eat it raw. So if this is called shaloi kederech and you are chayiv, avad gevis, oichol shaloi kederech achila zicha chayiv. Here we're speaking about that, the Gemara tells us that you're not loike, and meniach chaylev chay or gabi mekosoi, you're not loike. Later we'll see that, they were matter for a chayle, since it's only Yosemite the Rabbanan, they were matter for a chayle. But it's a loike derech hano. So I just had a shtickle ha'ore, we mentioned once, the Shitas HaRashba is that if a person, that the gather of mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu applies even though he's having anos aguf. That means, for example, let's say anoida min hamayon. So theoretically, according to the Rashba, if a person said he won't have hanor from a mayon, so theoretically, afilu b'maisa chama, he should be permitted to table himself, even though he's deriving hanor saguf, but that seems hanor saguf becomes bottle to the mitzvah, and I say mitzvah is lav lehenes nitzvah. So memeila had a shtikel ha'ore. Elochei, if a person takes chaylev shol sher anisko, al gabi makosei, elochei he's doing a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to be merape oneself. Let me just tell over the lashon of the Chayvus Avovus and Shara Bitochen. The Chayvus Avovus says, Ki ala odom liftoyach baboirei, bahom bitochen, lishtadel bahasmodas habriyus besibois asher mitivom ze.
A person should be mishtadl to do basmodus abrius besibus hashemitivam ze. He should use the mitlin which will bring to help. The litchais hamadve ba meshe nogu litchaisoi. Kemoshe tziva haboirei verape yerape. So the chavis alvavis holds that there's a mitzvah to be Isaac in refuah. That's the shittis chavis alvavis. So al koponim, so I don't understand, so filler would be also mina teire, it should also be mut according to the Rashba. Because he should say mitzvah slav lehenis need no, even though here really the whole mitzvah is to get gesund. That is the mitzvah. So filler he's becoming gesund, but let us say mitzvah slav lehenis need no. Basically. Let us see Taisvah. Taisu says, Prat lo oichol chaylev chai. Boho da omar begit hanoshe, ochol tzipo tohire bechayeho bechol shuhu, bimisoso bikizayis. So there it says, a person ate a tzipo tohire bechayeho. Here the shayl is out leivim in a chai. I say, behema bechayeho leivoyim emedes. If a person takes a tzipo tohire bechayeho, so I say he's eating up a multitude of evorim. So he's chayv al tzeva min achay. B'chol shu, so it doesn't matter what the size is of the tzipar. I feel that the tzipar is less than a kezayish, also chayv. Because the chiv is al tzeva. So the mele, if you eat an eva, that's yimachuyim an an eva, even though it's less than a kezayish. B'misoso, if the tzipar died, because so then the chiyuv is out in the veil, so then you have to eat a kezayis of psal neveil. But kapon the vaysta is your chayiv, even though it's raw. And for tais v'shani oiv shehu rach v'chazi l'umte v'choshev kederech hanosu. So tais says an oiv is soft, it's chewable, so that's called kederech hanosu. He says so tais differentiates between chaylev and psar oif. I say basa behime is also called shaloi kederech achila. Psar oif, that's rach, that's called kederech achila. It's very interesting, Rabbi Kevege clears pshat in Taisus. L'chayre Taisus, Taisus asked a kasha ochel tzipa tahira b'chayeho, that he ate a tzipa tahira b'chayeho, he ate a live tzipa. It's live, so it's raw. B'chol shu. So the kasha is, so why are you chayv at shaloi kederech achila? So the kasha was from the reisha, from this din. Right away the kasha is that, ochel tzipa teir b'chayeh b'chol shu. B'misosa b'kizayis, it could be cooked it. So the kasha is not from the sefer. B'misosa b'kizayis. It's only telling us the shia that by an avela you need a kizayis. But how he ate it, it doesn't say. Maybe he cooked it. So the whole kash is from the reisha. Ochel tzipa teire bechayeo, the Ezecha didn't cook it. So it's bekolshu. So, in fact, Rabbi Kevege, why did Tyson bring the sefer? So what's fault of slice? Ochel tzipa teire bechayeo is yechayim. Ayu shaloike derech achila. So Tyson should answer that it's a bosa roif is rach. So Rabbi Kevege, muyim diketere. So Rabbi Kevege razoi. He says, by the loch of Eva minachai, you have to have bosa gidim batzomis. That's called an eva. So he says, gidim batzomis, is that called kederech achila? It's never kederech achila. You can't eat gidim batzomis, they're not edible. So bemele, so, the, and the Torah says, yechayv an eva minachai. Yechayv an eva minachai, even though you have gidim batzomis. So al kochoch, the loy soichel of eva, is that it's a shalai kederech achila, because every eva you're going to eat, I feel like you'll cook the eva. But there's gidim batzomis also, so the loy seichel of eva minachai is zicha shalai kederech achila. So memeilas atasis couldn't ask a kasha from the reisha. So the basar is shalai kederech achila. So he's asking the basar is wrong. So he says, Rabbi Kevege says, there's no kasha, because the loy seichel of eva minachai is always shaloi kederech achila, but that's vegun yechayim. So Taisa's never kasha. So therefore, Taisa had to bring the sefer. The sefer is b'misasa b'kizayim. So I may be speaking about the ricochte. So that's what Taisa meant, but the sefer is dumi dereisha.
Just like the Reish is speaking about that it's raw, that was Tosfos Kasha. The Seif is Dumi the Reish. Just like the Reish is speaking about that it's raw, so the Seif is also raw. The Seif is speaking about Achilas Nevela. Achilas Nevela has to be Kederach Achila. So Mamela, that's why Tosfos brought the Seif. This is Rabbi Kebega. And with this, he wants to fempa Shagis Aryeh's Kasha. The Shagis Aryeh asks, the Rambam brings down that a Nochi Ben Noach is chayev an Eiver min achay, is chayev an Bosom min achay. Fregt the Shagis Aryeh, why does the Rambam have to say chayev an Eiver min achay? The Loch is by Akum, there's no din shiurim. He's chayev afil on the Kolshu. So every Eiver is Bosom gidim v'atomis. So he's chayev Eiver min achay, it's Bosom min achay, it's chayev as Bosom. So why do you need a new din of Eiver min achay? As if it's the Shagis Aryeh. So Rabbi Kiveger, that you need it after like a derech achila, if he's going to eat it raw. So memeila at bosom in achai, you won't be over. Because it's like a derech achila. That's why you need the din of eva min achai. Akbonim, that's Rabbi Kiveger learned shat and taste. Miu koshe. So akbonim, so taste was just, The Gemara says in Menachis, the person eats dam that was cooked, so since it's not royal is rikim, she's not chayv on the iser dam. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Here it says, hikves adam, partially he cooked the dam. So the chiddush is, even though it's a salad, he's also chayv. But the Gemara asks, what's dam she bishlo? You say dam she bishlo in the oyva olo. Umeshani kan she hikve ba'u, v'kan she hikve b'cham. So the Gemara answers as follows. That what we said, dam she bishlo in the oyva olo, was speaking if he cooked it al yedei ha'esh. That's called cooking. So that's dam she bishlo, and that you are not chayiv. That what it says, hikve es ha'dam. V'ochloi that he is chayiv. So it's speaking about that. So what is the Gemara tell? So let's now see the Gemara tell. So the Gemara is saying like this: Dam she bishloi, if it's cooked, so you potter. Hikva Saddam is speaking about ayidei teudes chama. It's not cooked. You can't cook bechama. You don't cook bechama. So it's not dam she bishloi. Shememele you are. So it's not cooked. So it's shememele. It's raw dam. If it's raw dam, shememele you chay. So now, this Baraisa that says, Hikva as Adam, you are Chayiv, is speaking about Al Yedei Hachama, which is not called Bishul. So if it's not called Bishul, so let us see what's the say in the Sefer. Himches Achela Vegoma, you're also Chayiv. So it's speaking about also Al Yedei Chama. So it's also not Mevushul. So it's Chaylev Chay. And it says you're Chayiv. That's Taisvis Kasha. Taisus Kasha is according to the Kimte that the Baraisa is speaking about. That's speaking about Yedei Chama, so it's not Mevushu. If it's not Mevushu, so Memele. So if it's not Mevushu, so the Chayri should be Potter. So the Ran Tainis on Taisus, the Chdisha Ran Tainis, he says if you melted it, so it's drinkable. So then it's like a Derech Achila. You don't need Bishul. To make it, you don't need the shame bishul to make it roi lachila. Fakir Taisvus says that in Sasemis is Moisef, Taisvus says that tzipur, a raw tzipur, since it's rach, so memele, it's called derech achila. So here, if it was himches achela v'gomoy, it's, you swallow it. You liquefied it. So kaponim, here it's taka called derech achila, even though it's not cooked. That's what Hadaran wants to fend for Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis seemed to learn that Agamor says, Ochal Chaylev Chai, Vaistes Kol's man. It doesn't have a shame of Vushel, it's Shalik Derech Achila. I mean, if we'll say that there's raw Chaylev, that you're Chayev, so the Gemara should have been more specific. That's what seems how Taisvis learned. Ochal Chaylev Chai, as long as it's raw, that's called Shalik Derech Achila. So if Al Yedei Chama is not called cooked, so it's called raw. So it should also be potter.
ויח דוח את צורך לא עם השברי של הצדודים קטונים והיקווס אדם בחמו וסחילו בו ואי בחמו חיו ופוטר then it be פוטר זאת תגמור הביתה איתמר נמי אומר רבחי בריביה אומר רבסי אומר רבי יוחנן הניח חילב של שר הניסקל גבי מקוסי פוטר ושכל איסורים שבתורים לא כמלאים על הדרך הנוסה. The second lotion. That אפילו שלא כדרך הנוסה also פוטר. אומר רב זירה אף ענן נמי תנינת. אין סויפקין אס הארבועים משום אורלו, אלא לא יוצא מן הזייסים מן הנובים בלבד. That a person is not loike by Ola only on juice that comes out from olives and grapes, that's oil and wine. But ve'ilu mitusim teinim ve'rimaynim like if you'll have fig juice, so you're not chayev on Ola. My time, lav mishim le'kochelu derech hanos. So kochoch, that's a raya to the second yesod, that you have to have it derech hanos. So the Rishash explains that this is a moiridike raya to the second yesod. What was the second yesod? The second lashon was machadash, even though I'm deriving full benefit from it, the hiniach chelem shel sher aniskal gabi makosa is doing wonders, but it's aimed for something more choshev, it's aimed l'mshayach oireis. So memeile, that's also called shaloike derech hano, because I'm not deriving the full benefit. So memeile, so the Gemara calls the juice, fig juice, shaloike derech achila, even though it takes kishmak, it's beautiful, orange juice, everything, it's kishmak. But since it's aimed for a more choshev achila, that means it's more aimed to eat the orange than to drink the juice, so memel, it's called shaloi kederech. It's called shaloi kederech achila. My time alav mishim dleka ochelu derech hanos. And he's not eating it for the way it's aimed for the greatest hano. So we have a raya to the second lush. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye told him, bishloi me yashminen pri gufed leka ochelu derech hanos yishapim. So Abaye told him like this, if you would find me a baraisa that says, if you cook figs, you're not chaye. So there's take, that's the first lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. That's shloike derech achila. It's not eaten cooked. Or if you take a fruit, not figs. Rashi says a different marshal, afraskim, a goizim. If you cook a goizim, some emele. So that's not a derech achila. It doesn't taste good that way. The opposite of chelav chai. So if you would say that he cooked it and that's not the derech to eat it, it tastes much better raw. So memele. So then I'll have a raya that shaloi kederech achila is chai. Well, kaponim to the first losh. He yashmin and pri gufad like ocheloi derech hanosei shapet. Elohocho. Here, the reason why you're pota is not because it's shaloi kederech hanosei. Mishum de zeye ba'almo, because this is zeye ba'almo, this is not the fruit. The fruit is olo. The liquid that is in the fruit, that's not a priha olo. That's only a zeye from the fruit. So b'meil it doesn't have isurim on it in ganzen. So not altogether of shaloi kederech, there's no iser olo on the zeye. Zot Rashi. In Zeitgenes Aboim Gabi Maschken koim im Seches Trumis, wo kommen da einkol mei Peres kruje Maschken aleilu bewaad jayin b'shem. In Zeitgenes Aboim al Shum mei Peres shal Olo, b'shem de Bekulu shaloike derech hanosanu, elo eilu, de derech hano, jayin in Shem, and that's the derech hano of Zeisen Banov. V'ishlam ishminim bepri gufa di ochol shaloike darkoi, ki goin shebi shalagoizim, oy afraskim ve ochlon dashmin in the loy mechai did we told me such a case yet a priola and the pri was eaten shaloike der hachilos they shabbos shemin even though they ain't loike and elike der hachilos aval hash the time of the potem ishim the la priochol didn't eat chepsa di suri did not eat ola zog taisus elohochem ishim the zeh baalmo teim oleri the ba'oyer va'aroitev so our Gemara answered, why are you potter on the juice of Tusim Verimoinim?
So our Gemara gives a chemical reason. That means this is not the fruit, this is the zay of the fruit. So Fakteisves, Taim al-Rid, the Ba'oyah Va'raitev, the Gemara Chulin brings a posek why you put it. Yalef Mikra, Dein Chayev Mishim Ola, Ela Hayyitzim Mizaisim Vanovim. We learn that from a posek, you only Chayev on Zaisim Vanovim. The Goma Ola, Ela, and not on orange juice, and not on the other juice. The Goma Ola, Pri Mibikurim. Or Bikurim Mitrum. Mitrum Exiv Tira Shviyitza. So Mamela, you only Chayev on Ola, on Tira Shviyitza, not on orange juice. In kema itzach lemei mahoche zei baalmu, was da mezogen epsa zoi chemistry, he says, to tell us, the Gemara learns that from a posik, there's a miut, that only, you're not chayim on orange juice, only on tirish v'yitzo. V'yeshloim azok tois with amur adike yesod. You're learning krum shad in the Gemara. The hod itzach lemei lefosam pri mi bikurim lav li meute shah mashkin itzach. Not that I'm learning out that orange juice you're not chayim. The minadin avilatirish v'yitzo lehoyel elechoshiv lemashkin pri. The zayib almu fakel. Everything is zayib. Well, the Gemara told us that there's the gufa pri, and then there's the zayib of the pri. So be'emison in the yayin v'shem is also called zayib. Kedamrin in ocho. V'hosam itzach lemeilef. You need Xayra Shovet to tell me that you're chayiv on yayim. Not that you're potter on oranges. Oranges you're potter because chemically this is not the peiris. It's only the zayah from the peiris. So you don't need Xayra Shovet to tell me why oranges you're potter. You're potter like our Gemara says. It's zayah balma, it's not the peiris. No, that what the Gemara brings the Xayra Shovas to tell me if Zay is up too, so Yain Veshemin is also Zay. So the Gemara answers, yeah, but they have Xayra Sakosuv, that even though it's Zay, it has Hilchas Peri. You learn how the Xayra Shovas pre. Pashti Yosef Shapa Doma Beshmaik the Zay Ba'almu, the Mai Taimu the Shemin and the Mash Kaimu Kepeiri. Miyu Taimu, the Toysvus Obara Taimu. Why aren't you chayiv on tam kikah? So Tais is asking a moyelik akasha. Tais is asking a kasha. So we have a klal. Big machlekas are showing him, chatting this klal. But Tais has learned that yoloika on tam kikah. So what does that mean? So that means if I'll have, let's say, I'll have a piece of nevela and I'll cook it together with a potato in one pot. And the tam of the nevela will go into the potato. I'm going to take out the potato, take a kezayis of the potato. And since the potato has a meaty taste, so I'll be loike on a kezayis of potato, because tam kika. So memele, so the potato is zicher not nevela. Afal pikein, if it has a tam of nevela, so you chayiv, you loike. That's tam kika, like the chtaisvis, so bos geit mir on. That it's Zeye Ba'alme, it's not the tam, it's not the peiri, but it's Zeye as the tam of the peiri. There's the tam of the peiri, she should be loike al tam keike. That's Taisvitz Kasha. So the stipel and Kila Shakim says are beautiful parrots. So he wants to say as follows. He says, when a peiri grows on a tree, Agamora was Megala to us, that in a peiri, there are two chalokim. There's the gufa peiri, and then there's the zeya from the peiri. There's two chalokim in a peiri. So, where does the zeya come from? He says, the zeya doesn't come from the peiri, the zeya comes from the tree. The tree creates, like the pits. He says, yeah, pits in the fruit. Where do the pits come from? The fruit makes the pits? No, the tree that creates the peiri, so the tree creates the pit, the tree creates the zeyah, and the tree creates the b'sara peiri, meaning the clip of the peiri. What the whole peiri is created by the tree. Now, the zeyah of the peiri tastes like the peiri. That's right, orange juice tastes like oranges. That's 100% true. But this is the zeyah of the peiri. Now, the zeyah of the peiri, the tam ki'iker is something else. If you'll have a tam from an ikar, that means as follows. If you'll take boso nevela and you'll cook a potato with it, so the potato tastes meaty. Where does this meaty taste coming from? It's coming from the boso. So the tam of basa, that means the tam that the basa excretes, is also asa, tam kika. So if I'm tasting the tam of the basa, and the tam of the basa, so the tam of the basa is also like the basa alone. So therefore the potato was asa. Masha einkein, when I, by the zay is not the tam of the peiri, it's its own tam. The peiri has a tam and the zay has a tam. No, grad, they have the similar tam. Because the tree that created the zay created the tam, the tam of the zay, and it created the peiri, and it creates the same tam. So memela, so they have the same taste, but this is not the tam of the peiri. This is the zay that tastes like the peiri. But this is not tam of Issa. So if it's not tam of Issa, so there's no halacha of tam kikah.